Hey guys,
Yeah.
let's do an intro, okay?
Here's our next show.
Yeah, welcome to episode 4.
Well, is it our next show if they're actually listening to it? It's
here's our current show.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to our current installment. All right.
Excellent.
Is that good enough?
That was a fantastic fucking intro, I think.
Okay, grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
Something that I believe I heard in George Bush's State of the Union recently.
You
listened to that shit?
No. I watched it on The Daily Show.
Okay.
Oh, well.
They made fun of it. But one of the things he talked about was that he wants to make sure there's no funding for producing animal-human hybrids.
Hmm.
And before he said that, I never even thought of, hey, let's make animal-human hybrids. But now I'm like, shit, that'd be cool. We should get some.
But now you know that you won't have any funding for it.
Well, not in the U.S., but there's many other countries.
Maybe here.
Yeah.
So what would you... Okay, that's an interesting question. So what would you... What kind of animal-human hybrids would you make? Something with a tail?
That's a given. I don't know. Maybe like an ape. An ape-human would be nice.
Why?
I don't know. Kind of good...
bridge the gap a little?
Bridge the gap. A little protection there. A little humor. A little, if you have lice, they'll take care of it for you.
Do you have lice a lot?
No.
What about, do you have to take care of it for them, too? I think you probably do.
Well, whatever they want. I mean, they'd probably beat the crap out of me if I did.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll eat their lice.
It doesn't seem like a very good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to create...
That's not the best one.
Yeah, I'm going to create this thing that will just treat me as a slave or beat the crap out of me if I don't do what it wants.
maybe a chimp human, then. Because chimps are just funny in any situation.
Chimps are nasty bastards.
Yeah. They'll fling poo at you and then they'll beat the crap out of you.
Okay. Maybe we'll move out of the primate world.
Yeah, that's too close to home, I think.
How about a turtle human?
Oh. Now that's cool, I think. Yeah, you gotta wonder how much Bush actually knows about this. Did he just, happen to visit
sure
some of these unseemly websites and decide that that's what was going on?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that probably somebody told him, possibly as a joke, just because they would get a kick out of the fact that he actually said it. They're like, I told him to say that we're not going to give any funding to this shit, and I didn't think he was really going to say it, but he did, so they're killing themselves laughing.
I don't personally see this as a raging problem. Like all the labs that are doing hybrid research.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Which is why I think maybe it was a joke. But who knows? Maybe he's got the inside line on,
Yeah, that's true.
There could be entire divisions of their government that are working on this, and he's just kind of letting them know that they should probably look for other work at this point.
Or maybe it's a mind game, and he really secretly wants animal-human hybrids, but he's saying, we're not doing this, just to plant the seed about them at all.
Yeah, well, we got you thinking about it.
What?
Yeah, I fucking want one.
Why would he want one?
I don't know.
Why would who want one?
Bush.
George Bush?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
He's fucking nuts.
Yeah, exactly. That's as good a reason as any.
What is the benefit to the shape of a firefighter's helmet, and why do no other professions use them?
Maybe it's to keep fiery things from falling on the long locks of the sexy firemen and lighting their hair on fire.
Yeah, well, I would expect so, that it's probably to prevent fiery things from falling on firefighters.
No, but like the extra bill part. You know how they have in the back, there's like an extra little cap thing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would think that even if you don't have the big, sexy, flowing locks, that you probably don't want fiery things falling on your neck either. So, yeah, I would think an extended helmet is probably a good idea.
But why not have that in other professions?
Or why not just have it all the way around? Why not have a big fire hat sombrero?
Yeah.
Well, because then it would be awkward trying to get, you know, you need mobility and stuff, too. Like, you don't want to be fucking knocking your, you know, your helmet off everything as you're trying to get through doorways and rescue people.
I'm not talking about a gigantic styrofoam novelty hat. I'm talking about just like a hat with a rim all around it.
You mentioned a sombrero. A sombrero is an incredibly awkward hat.
I just meant the same shape, like a sort of symmetrical one.
And then instead of having sirens, they could play La Cucaracha when they're going to door.
I think my point still holds where you don't want... You don't want... like, the extended bit in the back is really not going to ever get in your way. But on the sides and front, it might easily... You'd be bumping into things or having to maneuver around awkwardly because of this extended hat thing. Whereas, I think just the back there, it's not very obtrusive.
How do you walk? What are you doing that the sides of your head are continually coming into contact with shit?
Well, in fairness, they're going into fire, you have to crouch.
Why?
To stay low.
And somehow the sides of your hat are going to keep you from doing this.
No, look, they're having to go into narrow spaces, and they need to be, you know, like, pretty maneuverable and whatnot, while still being protected. So I think it's the best... I think it's the best compromise. They get a little bit of extra protection, but it doesn't impede their movement.
So maybe we should ask someone who actually knows.
Actually, well, rather than doing that, maybe we should just assume some things.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. We don't ask people who know things.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar porque le falta porque no tiene.
So did we solve the fireman hat thing, or not so much?
Not so much.
We might end it.
Luke feels that they should have firefighter sombreros would be good, according to Luke.
Well, it seems like their ears aren't even covered, are they?
I think they have.
Well, they need to hear shit.
They have short brims on the side, don't they?
I think so. I don't know that they're, like, completely covered, but, you know, they do need to be able to hear stuff pretty well, so.
We should have, like, some sort of animal-human hybrid with excellent hearing. Be firefighters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Should we allow human-animal hybrids to vote?
Yeah, why not? As long as they pay taxes.
Well, if they pay taxes, perhaps.
Yeah, no taxation without representation, man.
Fucking animal-human hybrids. Or,
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, animal-human hybrid. Wait a second.
Ah,
yeah, that's more what it is. It's not aha.
You guys are total assholes.
Well, that's our show.
you might be as surprised as us that was a show, but... yeah, okay, so that is the show, hey? Or I guess that's what Warren just said.
That's the end.
We're done.
Send us email, mastman@limitedappeal.net.
And visit our website at limitedappeal.net.
And you can find the email address at the website if you can't remember it. Or if you, you know, for some reason can't rewind this bit of the podcast to listen again to the email address.
What if they can't remember the URL?
Well, you just said it. Maybe they should figure out how to rewind the podcast a little, or listen to the whole thing over again.
God, I hope they remember.
Yeah. It's really not that hard. Limitedappeal.net. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
And once again, in case you're expecting something...
Oh boy.
This is what you get.
This is so
Luke seemed to have forgotten there. What the... He thought it was, if, in case you were expecting something, oh boy.
Well, that's pretty true, too.
Yeah, that is true.